Well, if you're one of the very many Australian workers who haven't been able to land a decent pay rise for some years, this story's for you. Despite corporate profits soaring, and we only have to look at the government's improved budget bottom line for proof of that, wages have remained largely stagnant. That's a situation that even the Reserve Bank describes as puzzling, and it's gone further and called sluggish wages growth a threat to Australia's record run of economic growth. But NIDA, the National Institute of Dramatic Art, thinks it has a way to help solve this problem. It's offering masterclasses in how to ask for a raise, which for many of us can be the hardest thing to do. Our business reporter David Taylor went along to NIDA and enrolled.
Here at the National Institute of Dramatic Art, or NIDA, in Sydney, I'm about to perform a role play. I'm asking for a pay rise. Actress Emma Palmer is playing the role of my boss, with NIDA corporate tutor Les Chantry on hand to coach us.
Hi Emma, you look really busy. May I just have 5 minutes of your time to talk about something really important?
I really only have five, but sure, let's do it.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time. This will be very quick, but this is something that's been bothering me a little bit over the past few months.
What is it?
What I mean by that is that
let's pause there. So did you feel good news or bad news if it was about
I felt like you? Bad news was happening.
And did you see the word but that crept in? So let's just go from this position here. So we're going to get you to frame it up again from the top.
Okay, so that didn't go so well. We'll come back to NIDA a bit later. Going cap in hand to your boss and asking for a pay rise is about as fun as pulling teeth. These young workers in downtown Sydney dread the thought.
Nervous for it, definitely. And intimidated, yeah.
How would you get over that?
I don't know. I would just have to go do it.
Yeah, personally, I wouldn't feel comfortable having to breach that subject. But I guess if I felt comfortable, if I was close enough with the person to have that kind of conversation, then I wouldn't really have an issue with it.
And that sort of relaxed attitude about asking for a pay rise is precisely what trainers at the National Institute of Dramatic Art say workers need in order to successfully negotiate higher pay. The reality, says NIDA tutor Les Chantry, is that most people freak out as soon as they enter their boss's office.
And so there's a part of our brain called the amygdala, which is the cave person brain, which has protected us from wild animals back in the days. And it's been activated because you feel you're being threatened.
But he says the key to any successful pay negotiation is controlling these basic human instincts.
Whenever you're in this situation, it's important to remind your brain, I'm not going to die. I might be humiliated. I might have my feelings hurt. I will not die.
It may sound over the top, but Les Chantry explains that once you release your fear of dying, the body starts to calm down, giving the job candidate or a worker asking for a pay rise the chance to behave in a more positive way.
So what we do here at NIDA is give people skills to handle those moments when something comes at you and you think, I don't know what to say in this moment, because most people paralyze in that moment.
The preparation for the worker begins before they've entered the boss's office. NIDA suggests daily positive self-talk, reminding yourself of what makes you special and valuable.
There is this authentic self in front of us, but because of nerves and terror and discomfort, that authenticity is being obscured.
There are also breathing exercises you can practice, breathing from below your belly button as opposed to your chest, which is where people tend to focus their breathing when they're anxious. But then focus turns to the person you're about to seek a pay rise from. Essentially, NIDA encourages those seeking a pay rise to match the personality type and energy of the person you're seeking the pay rise from.
So if you know that behind that closed door is somebody who's likely to be in their critical parent mode, their mode of, I don't want to give you a pay increase, I don't think you're good enough, I just don't think you've worked hard enough, what we suggest is, can you now alter your tonality, your voice that's authentic to you, that would best negotiate with somebody who's a critical parent?
Because you have to negotiate with them at their level?
Absolutely. Right.
Rob Newman is an organisational psychologist. He supports NIDA's methodology for approaching a pay rise negotiation.
Essentially, people get on with other people who are similar to them. And if in the interaction you're able to follow their body language, not in a way that's making fun of them, but certainly if they're a numbers person, putting forward numbers. If they're a big talker, putting forward your big talk. If they're a more quiet, deliberate person, approaching the conversation in that manner yourself.
Okay, so back at NIDA now, and I've given myself a pep talk, done some breathing exercises, worked out who I'm talking to and their personality type, and adjusted for that. Time to ask for that pay rise again.
Hi, Emma. You look really busy. May I just have 5 minutes of your time to talk about something really important?
I really only have five, but sure, let's do it.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time.
What is it, David?
Well, I love working for this company. It's a wonderful company to work for, and I want to continue working for the company and really hard. What would be great in addition to that is to get a pay rise, because I've been meeting all my performance targets, and it's a little bit demotivating when I don't seem to be going anywhere in the organisation. But if I got a pay rise, I would be so motivated and would be able to work so much harder for you, because I would know that there's a future for me here.
Good, let's pause there. Was that received differently?
It was definitely started really well. Mm-hmm. I did feel as though we could have lingered in that sort of optimistic space, and you could have perhaps taken the time to really work through some of those positives that, you know, that you've brought to the organisation, because it immediately put me in a good mood hearing, you know, how much you enjoy working for me.
That was a little better. But while you may now have your boss on side, Rob Newman suggests workers keep their expectations low, seeing the pay rise negotiation process as a work in progress, the start of an ongoing conversation that'll ultimately lead to higher pay and bigger profits for the company.
If I'm asking for a pay rise based on the fact that I've hit numbers, my boss might turn around and say, well, actually, that's what you got paid to do. So the question is, if the pay rise negotiation is about value add based on the value extra that I'm going to be paid, then yes, I think productivity is quite a possibility.
Rob Newman says you don't have to be the world's most confident person to successfully negotiate a pay rise, and you can collapse in a heap after that chat with your boss. But in the office, during the negotiation, you do need to be ready to play the part, so to speak. Back on the streets of Sydney, this worker certainly agrees with that.
To be frank, that's the language that management understands. Like, the better organised you are, the better outcome you're going to get when you go to face management.
Of course, it's all academic if your boss isn't actually open to the idea of negotiating higher pay. That's, of course, something that many workers who are in insecure or casual work or making their way in the gig economy continue to grapple with.
Our business reporter, David Taylor, and you can see a video of David's masterclass at NIDA on the ABC News website. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:25.